Okay, we have some people tuned and ready to go, and you would be Hannah Schaefer, a violinist, 15-year-old violinist, a ninth grader at Washington something Academy. Anyway, we'll find out about that. You're a student of Julia Salerno, and joined by the pianist Elena Panchenko. And oh boy, we get to hear the second movement of the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. This is violinist Hannah Schaefer. Thank you. Hannah Schaefer, who was playing for us, 15-year-old violinist. We didn't want to break the spell. And Hannah, so beautiful. I think you don't want to break the spell either. Do you get in kind of just a wonderful place when you play that piece?
Yeah, and I'm at the end, like when I'm getting near the end, I'm kind of getting disappointed that it's over because it's so much fun to play.
Yeah, I think so. And you do all kinds of really lovely things inside it, you know, kind of just within each phrase that are really beautiful. Now, it says here that you've been playing violin for 12 years and you're 15 years old. That's really
yes.
true. You were one of those little three-year-old Suzuki kids.
Yes, I was three and I had a little tiny violin.
So you don't remember not playing the violin in your life.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So talk about how much does violin dominate your life? What part of your life is violin?
It's a lot. I have school and then I have violin and I don't have much time for anything else.
Yeah. And in addition to practicing hard, which every violinist must do you get some nice opportunities to perform, to play?
Yeah, I do a lot. I play in several orchestras and chamber stuff, so we do a lot there too.
Yeah, you're the greater Walla Walla area and there's a lot of
a
lot of great things between College Place and Walla Walla, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and this is a really big commitment because you study with Julia Salerno. Does she go down there or one day a week or something, or do you make the big trip from there to here?
She comes maybe like once a month or so, and then we go up there sometimes, and then we do Skype lessons too.
Do Skype lessons work?
Yeah.
You learn
things? That it works really well. I mean, it's not the same, but I still learn a lot.
Sure. That's really nice. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Really gorgeous playing.
That was fun.
That we enjoyed from you. That was Hannah Schaefer, who was doing the slow movement of the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. And a violist. This is a lot of fun to have a violist with us also. Mark Treadway is an 18-year-old violist, a 12th grader at East Valley High School, where there's a really significant string program. And he's a student of Meredith Arxie, another one of these highly committed students who makes that effort, joined by Elena Panchenko. And this we're going to go from one gorgeous piece to another from the Mendelssohn we just heard, that really lovely Ravel Pavane. Here is the violist, Mark Treadway. Mark Treadway doing the Pavan by Maurice Ravel. Our pianist, you can get in place, and then I'll talk to Mark for a moment, and we'll just keep going on these performances. So quietly, if nobody were hearing you say it or anything, would you say that that's my piece, that you own that piece? Is there something very special about that for you?
Yes, that piece. I put basically my life story into that piece.
It sounded like you did, like you really did, like there's so much imagination. And even as you've done that, I assume you've heard the orchestral version and the piano version and all the different versions of it.
Of course, I pretty much listen to every version.
Yeah, I can imagine. So then you have strong opinions of what does and doesn't work, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that was really a deeply moving performance of that.
Thank you.
What are you doing next year?
I plan on attending SCC and hopefully being in the symphony at SFCC. Mm-hmm. I still have to talk to the people for
sure.
That.
Oh, they'll welcome you. You'll always be welcomed as a good viola player. Well, thank you a lot.
Thank you.
That was really nice. Mark Treadway, who is playing for us. Thank you. Okay, we have a pianist right here that we're going to enjoy. This is Sarah Ward, and she's going to begin. She's a ninth grader, a 14-year-old pianist who studies with Carolyn Stewart, goes to the Oaks Classical Academy, and she's going to begin with a little Bach, the A minor invention by Bach. Some Bach from Sarah Ward. Why don't you play us some Debussy too? You good for that? Okay, Sarah Ward, who's a ninth grader, at the Oaks Classical Christian Academy, and she has for us the Debussy Little Shepherd. Great. Thank you. Sarah Ward playing for us the Debussy Little Shepherd. Thanks a lot. Let's go to a singer. We have a singer, then a saxophone quartet still in this broadcast for the morning. And the singer is Mickey Zhang. He's an 18-year-old 11th grader at St. George's School and studies with Steve Mortier and has that wonderful piece for us by Mitch Lay, The Impossible Dream. So let's hear this great Broadway tune sung by Mickey Zhang.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run with a brave denial, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow thy star. No matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know, if I only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this. And when men, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with its lessons of courage to reach the unreachable stars.
The people should be cheering for this. Come over here, Mickey, and talk to me while we set up a saxophone quartet. Big music theater piece. Do you love to do music theater?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I'm kind of a classical guy, but this kind of classical musical theater is good for me. Yeah,
okay.
I like
So beyond that, you study with Steve, and Steve's famous for being really great at musical theater, but you study the whole gamut of classical singing with Steve, do you?
Yes.
Okay, so like Schubert and the other things too, just the regular mainline vocal repertoire.
We actually try different things. For example, I did a music fest and Toreador song, which is from Carmen, and we did a Purcell piece, and it's very cool too because Steve always wants to challenge me. Well, I want to challenge myself too, lots of times. So I think it's good to be challenged.
Have you been able to be in a production at all? To be in a?
Oh yeah, I'm in every musical after I came here in St. George's School.
Well, that's true, because St. George's really gets into musicals, don't they? Mm-hmm. What are a few of the musicals you've been in?
Let me see. The last one was The Secret Garden.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
They've done
a couple outrageous ones, as in Cabaret or something like that, haven't they? some fairly gutsy and mature musicals they do.
Oh yes, yes, that's what we like to do.
Does that raise any controversy? Do people ever wonder whether high school students should be doing that?
No, our parents are quite liberal in our school, so. Yeah, no.
So they're happy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Mickey Zhang, thanks a lot for that great singing.
Thank you.
And we have a saxophone quartet. somehow it's, you know, like the Swallows in Capistrano or something like that. We don't have a music festival broadcast without the Whitworth Saxophone Quartet, do we? This is a requirement, I think, and it's a lovely tradition that we have. These four members of Whitworth University, their teacher, Christopher Parkin, and they are various ages, sophomore, senior, freshman, and junior, so one of each class. So this will be a constantly rotating group. I think last year we were wondering, okay, who's going to graduate and who's going to replace? And we'll get into that in a minute. Let's do some music. Alexander Glazunov, who's written several pieces for saxophone, including a concerto, wrote a saxophone quartet. This is the finale of that quartet by Glazunov with the Whitworth Saxophone Quartet.
Thank you.
finale there. Thank you, thank you. The Whitworth Saxophone Quartet, the soprano saxophone player, sophomore Andrew Peltonen, the alto saxophone player, the new one to the group, freshman Leah Meyer, the tenor sax player Max Bennett, who's a senior, and then the barry sax player, junior Ryan Stewart. Thank you very much for that. This is Spokane Public Radio. It's 1201. And this is KPBX Spokane, KIBX Bonners Ferry, KLGG Kellogg.